Blog Talk Radio.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? What people pay paper for, game it. They can't stand it. They want something new.
Hello. Welcome to the Darren Russell Show. As you can tell by the tone of my voice, I am not a happy man. No pleasantries. No, hey, how everybody doing? I could care less how you doing. Let's just get right to it. This is a show. I'm angry. I'm upset. Because I don't understand what happened last night. I don't understand how this happened. Well, okay, I got some ways that it happened. How can you not run the ball? It's a half a yard. Lynch just got 5 yards on the run before that. And you don't hand the ball off. You throw a slant. It kept me up at night last night. I'm so angry. I wanted the Patriots to lose so bad. But if you listen to last week's show, I said they were going to win. I knew they were going to win. Man, I wanted to be wrong. And you know what? I was almost wrong, and I was feeling good about it. I knew who I had at MVP. I mean, come on. Curse made that crazy catch. I was like, this is unbelievable. The Patriots are going to get screwed out of their third Super Bowl from a crazy circus catch. And it should have happened. There's no question that Seattle should have won. They had the miraculous catch. They had the ball inside the one. And everyone talks about how great this coach Bill Belichick is, and no, he didn't call timeout. If I was a conspiracy theorist, I would have been like, the fix was in. There's no way. The fix was in. Because Belichick, at the 1 yard line, with less than a minute, you got 2 timeouts. You can get the ball back. Where you're going to let them score? You let them score, you get the ball back, you're down by 3. But they didn't, stand up to let them score. They just let the clock run. And then he throws an interception. It was almost like Belichick knew what was going to happen. Yup, these guys are going to blow it. They're going to mess up. We're not calling timeout. We're not going to do it. I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting there watching TV why isn't Belichick calling timeout? Chris Collinsworth is on TV I don't know why New England isn't calling a timeout. I wish they had called a timeout. So then maybe Pete Carroll could have went over to his offensive coordinator, grabbed him by the neck, and just shook him and said, how dumb can you be? We are not throwing a slant at the 1 yard line. No. I couldn't even stand to listen to Pete Carroll's explanation of that. I couldn't watch the celebration. I haven't been this disgusted with a Super Bowl since 2001 when the Patriots beat the Rams. Now, I was pretty disgusted in 2002 when the Raiders lost to the Bucks. I was actually really disgusted in 2003 when the Patriots beat the Panthers. But not as disgusted as I am with the... Okay, maybe the Raiders... No, but that was a blowout. This one was a nail-biter. Oh, this is on the level of Pittsburgh, Arizona. Pittsburgh to lose that game bad, and they won. But still, this probably is worse. I'm talking myself out of it. This is probably worse because you have probably the best running back in the league. And you mean to tell me he couldn't gain half a yard? Even if they stopped him on that play, you had another timeout. Then you call play. Maybe we'll throw a pass. Maybe we'll do a little better, but at least give the guy the ball. You can't blame Seattle's defense. They were on the field for most of the game because the offense couldn't do anything early. So you can't say, oh, no, all these people. Oh, Tom Brady. Oh, he's the best ever. We love Tom Brady. Oh, it's so happy to see him celebrate with his wife and his kids. Oh, shut up. Make me want to throw up Tom Brady, the best ever. you know, last show I said if he won, he's probably going to go down as the best ever. Well, he won't in my book because he shouldn't have won this one. This was ridiculous. And then he's on the sideline and shy. Yeah, I couldn't believe the catch either. Even more shocking was the fact that they didn't run the ball. How do you not run in that spot? I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. I'm hoping that if I pinch myself, I'll wake up from this terrible nightmare. The Patriots are the champs again. I got to listen. It's a good thing I only know, like, two Patriot fans. Ugh. I just want to throw up. I think the only thing worse than that. I don't know. I can't think of any other team worse than winning a Super Bowl. Because now they're like, oh, the Patriots are the best dynasty we've ever seen. Oh, my gosh. Give me a break. They cheated to get to where they are. And I'm not talking about deflating the ball. I'm talking about Spygate. Then you got Deflategate. All that crap. Tuck rule. That's a mess. But we're ready to crown these clowns. Shouldn't have won. It's almost fitting that they did win, though. This is how I was looking at it yesterday. I was so angry, but I was like, man, that's what Seattle gets. Because the same thing happened to the Packers. Packers should have been in the Super Bowl. Radio guy I listen to all the time on the radio, Scott Van Pelt, he always likes to say, sometimes he has a feeling that the wrong team won. Well, this is 2 weeks in a row. Well, 2 games in a row that the wrong team won. Seattle should not have beaten Green Bay. New England should not have beaten Seattle. And then we got to sit through and watch that meathead Gronk celebrating. I'm so glad I didn't watch it and just saw it in the newspaper or online. I can't even watch SportsCenter. I couldn't even listen to the radio today. I almost didn't do the show today, but I had to. I had to let you guys know how I felt. And this doesn't make me feel any better. It kind of makes me feel worse. Because I'm just so disappointed. And then these fools had a chance still. It was a long shot, but you turn the ball over at the one-inch line or whatever it was, and then, no, at the one-yard line, and then they got a penalty. For celebration, pass the distance to the goal. Okay. Tom Brady's either going to try to sneak it or he's going to take a knee. They take a safety and they have to punt it. And if he tries to sneak it, he also may have got a safety and you had to punt. And then you're only down by two. And you get the – you one of those – after a safety with a that free kick, you get the ball in good field position. You throw two passes, they still had a timeout. You throw two passes, I mean, you get there. And you can kick a field goal and see what happens. Maybe you win by 1 point. No. Jump offside. How? Really? You fall for the hard count? I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe it. Tom Brady got the same amount of Super Bowls as Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw. That smug, he makes me sick. Him, his wife, his kids, they all make me sick. I never want to see Tom Brady again. I hope he retires. And I hope he doesn't go on the television either. After yesterday, I don't even want to watch Tape 2 when it comes out because Tom Brady's in the movie. That's how I feel right now. I'm going to feel like this for a while. And then I'm probably not even going to be able to. I'm going to have to watch the draft from you because they're going to say, oh, the New England Patriots defending champ, all this mess. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. And, yeah, Tom Brady had a good game. Big whoop. He didn't do bad. He threw a lot of short passes. Seattle plays a defense where they don't change up. They line up the way they line up, and they say, hey, if you can beat us, then good for you. That nickel corner getting hurt didn't help. Because then he had the fourth string guy, and we saw why he was fourth string. He got killed a lot. Gave up the game-winning touchdown. And then again, that was a push-off, but nobody wants to call that. Make me sick. Cliff Averill had to leave the game with a concussion. Julian Edelman, we all know he had a concussion. Cam Chancellor lit him up. Did he go in the locker room? No. But his interviews weren't tight, were they? Sounded like something was wrong. And then watch. This is what's going to happen a couple weeks from now. Oh, the New England Patriots did deflate the ball to get an unfair advantage. You're not going to strip the Super Bowl from them. What are you going to do? We're going to have to suspend Tom Brady and Bill Belichick a game each for something stupid. The NFL. See, this is why I watch the NBA. Playoff NBA, mostly. Regular season NBA is just some terrible calls. But at least that, it's usually the best team wins. And since it's a series, you know you really are the better team. You beat them 4 out of 7 times. This game, I think if these guys played 9 more times, Seattle would win 8. It was ridiculous. I couldn't believe the face Richard Sherman made at the end of the game was the face I made at the end of the game. And then they had the nerve to want to fight. Oh, yeah. Where was that fighting on the field? But off sides. Or no. Maybe where was the fight with the coach where he didn't call a run play? The best running back in the league and you don't hand the ball off. If I'm Marshawn Lynch, I don't know. I might think about going somewhere else. Nobody else probably gonna give him the money. Seattle gonna give him, but still. And then Russell Wilson looked awful. Halftime, how you 2 for 4 for 50 yards? At least he had a touchdown. I mean, come on. They was acting like this wasn't a Super Bowl. Like they didn't know what was going on. And then when they got up by 10, I swore it was over. Oh, no. Let them come back. Make this a game. Make this interesting. Just run the ball. It's the dumbest play I've ever. I got no words. I got a lot of words that I just can't say them. But come on. Just run the ball. Hand the ball off. They call him beast mode for a reason. That was his time to shine. That was his time to be named the Super Bowl MVP. He was going to do what he had to do, carry his team to the win through the ball. I want the offensive coordinator fired. Just fire him today. Just get rid of him. Just fire him. It's awful. I don't want to talk about football until it's around draft time. I just want to forget the Super Bowl. I'm already on to next year. Who's the favorite? But like I said, it was probably fitting that Seattle lost because it shouldn't have beat Green Bay. But then again, I don't know if Green Bay would have got New England because Aaron Rodgers was hurt. But who knows? I pray I don't deal with New England next year. I don't have to see them repeat. I hope they don't make the playoffs. I'm calling that right now. If that happens, I'll be very happy. But I'm going to go and try to relax. Talk to you guys later on this week or maybe next week. Who knows? See how depressed I truly am. And then we can start talking about some NBA, something that really matters. I can't believe I hate them. Oh, and by the way, the commercials sucked. They should be ashamed of the commercials for the Super Bowl. They were pathetic. They were depressing. The Super Bowl was terrible. I'll talk to you guys later.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest, most full, low down around this time?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?